Woo! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to be practicing reading some words with blends and reading fluently, which means reading like a person talking and not like a robot. But before we do all that, I need to remind you, this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your crayon or your pencil, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it, even if you think I'm going too fast for you. It will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Find your pencil and write your name at the top of your paper. And I'll write my name at the top of my paper. And then you can put your pencil down because we are going to use crayons for the whole rest of the activity. So if you look at number one, you're going to see a sentence with circles under each word. Sometimes I'm going to call those circles bubbles. Just for fun. And then next to the sentence, you're going to see a picture. Do you see that girl? She looks like she's running. Well, she's actually skipping. So we are going to color that girl who's skipping. Let's color her hair brown. Start right now. Color that girl's hair brown. So she can skip. Skip. We're going to work on the word skip. Skip. Skip has a blend at the beginning of the word. We're going to talk about that in a second. I'm done with her brown hair. Let's give her purple bows. Find a purple crayon and make two tiny little purple bows in her hair. All right, and then let's color her shirt purple also. So Skip has sk, sk, sk. It's a blend with an S. Sk, sk, skip, sk, it. We put the S and the K together and we get sk, sk. That's called an S blend, skip. All right, let's put her in some blue jeans. Go ahead and color her jeans blue. And if she can skip, I'm pretty certain that this sentence is going to talk about singing in the rain. No? What will this sentence talk about? Yes, it's going to talk about skipping. It's a picture clue. Hold on to your blue crayon. Let's look for the word skip in the sentence. Skip. Skip. We're looking for an SK blend. Do you see it? It's the third word. Do you see it? It has an SK and then IP. Skip. Let's color the circle under the word skip blue. Fill that bubble in. Color it blue, just the circle under the word skip. And then put down your blue crayon and find your pointer finger. I want you to point to the circles when I read the words. I notice that there's an exclamation mark at the end, so I have to read this like I'm mad or excited or yelling, okay? So I'll read and you point to the words. Ready? She can skip fast. It's kind of like I'm super surprised and happy for her. Let's do it again. You point, I'll read. She can skip fast. Okay, now we all point and all read, and we're all excited about her skipping fast. Ready? Begin. She can skip fast. Last time. Ready? Begin. She can skip fast. Excellent. We did not sound like robots. No, sir. All right, number two. Oh, look, it's a snack. It's grape juice and cookies. I love it. All right, grape juice should be purple. So find your purple crayon. Let's color the box and the grapes and the straw and everything purple. It's a snack. It's an after-school snack of juice and cookies. I love snacks. Boys and girls love them. Snack. Snack. That has a blend at the beginning of the word. It has sn, sn, snack. That's an S blend with S. And then what other letter? Sn, yep, an N. Take 2 seconds. Two. One, let's color those cookies brown. Chocolate chip cookies. Yum, yum. Snack. I love a snack after school. Snack. I'm pretty sure because we're coloring a snack that our sentence will be about a snack. Yes, it's a picture clue. Let's use our brown crayon to find the word snack in the sentence. Start looking for snack. Snack. What two letters does it start with? S-N. See it? S-N-A-C-K. It's the last word in the sentence. Color the bubble under it brown. And then I notice, go ahead and put down your brown crayon. I see that there is a question mark. So when I read this, I'm going to read it with my question voice. I'm going to ask a question. You point to the words. I'll read it first. Ready? Here we go. Do you want a snack? Yes. The answer is yes, always, if you ask me. Let's try again. You point, I'll read. Do you want a snack? Yes. Okay, we're going to read it like we're asking each other the question. Your turn. You ask me. Ready? Point and read. Do you want a snack? Okay, last time. You do it by yourself this time. Ready? Go. Ask me. Yes. Yes, I do. Great job. Good reading. Let's go down to number three. Let's look at the flower. Oh, it's pretty. Let's color the top of the flower, the top part, pink. Can you find your pink crayon? I can't find my pink crayon. You're going to be ahead of me. I can't find it. Hold on. Wait for me. I found it. Okay. We're going to color the top part pink. And we'll just do the whole inside and the petals and the little circles. All of the flower part will be pink. You're probably ahead of me because you probably found your pink crayon and I couldn't find mine. Okay. And now let's do the stem and the leaves green. The stem and the leaves green. So let's talk about the word stem because the arrow is pointing to the stem. Let me sound out stem for you. St, st, m, stem, st, m, stem. Do you hear the first two letters? What are the first two letters in stem? S and T. Go ahead and color the arrow green also. Since it's pointing to the stem, color that arrow green. Stem. It's an S blend. It has st, st. Let's look for the word stem in the sentence. St, 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 m. It's the last word. S-T-E-M. Let's color that circle under the word stem green. And then go ahead and put down your green crayon. It has a period at the end, so it's a telling sentence. We're just talking. We're telling each other things. You point to the words. I'll read it first. Here is a stem. There. I told you. Let's do it again. You point. I'll read. Here is a stem. Okay, your turn. You tell me. Ready, go. Here is a stem. Now do it by yourself. Ready, go. Thank you for telling me. There, here is a stem. Let's try number four. Oh no, it's a spill. Ay, ay, ay. Let's see, what were we drinking? How about orange juice? Find an orange crayon and let's color inside the glass and the spill outside the glass. In the glass and outside the glass. Spill. Ugh, I don't like it when I spill, especially orange juice. Oh, what a mess. Do you ever spill? Sometimes I'm klutzy and I spill. All right, put down the orange crayon. Now let's color the rest of the glass. Let's color the rest of the glass yellow. Spill. That has an S blend too. Sp, sp. What two letters do you hear? We know it's an S, and then what do you hear next? Sp, sp. P, S, P, sp, spill. All right, take your yellow crayon and look for the word spill in the sentence. Sp, sp. You're looking for that S blend. Yes, it's the second word. Do you see it? Spill. S-P-I-L-L. Let's color the circle under it yellow. And then go ahead and put down your yellow crayon. This sentence has a period too. So we're just telling something. I'll tell it to you first, then you tell it to me. So point to the words and I'll read it. The spill is little. Point to the words and I'll read it again. The spill is little. Just a little spill. All right, you read it with me. Ready? Point and read. Go. The spill is little. No robots. We're not going to sound like robots. We're talking to each other, reading fluently. This time you do it by yourself. Ready? Go. Awesome. Let's move down to number 5. Oh, look, it's a boy smelling some flowers. Let's color his hat blue. Find a blue crayon and color his hat blue. So he's going to smell the flowers. Do you think they will smell good? I think they'll smell good. Otherwise, he's not going to like that he has them so close to his nose. Okay, blue hat. Let's color his hair black. Let's color his hair black. So smell. Smell. The word smell has an S blend also. Let's color his shirt red. Let's color his shirt red. Smell. Smell. We know it's an S. What's the next letter? S-M. S-M. That's an S-M blend. Smell. So we can have sk, sk, and sk for skip, and sn, snack, st, st, stem. All right, let's color the flowers red. We can have sp, sp, spill, sp, and now we're working on sm, smell, red flowers. Okay, hold on to your red crayon. Let's look for the word smell in our sentence. Smell. Smell. Do you see it? It's the third word. S-M-E-L-L. Smell. Let's color that circle under the word smell red. Color it red. And then you can put down your red crayon. Oh, I see an exclamation mark at the end. So we're excited, or maybe we're mad or scared or yelling. So let's look. I'll read it. You point to the words. Here we go. We're not going to sound like robots. Here we go. They will smell good. So we're excited about it. Let's do it again. You point, I'll read. They will smell good. Okay, let's all do it. We're excited for him. Ready? Go. They will smell good. This time you do it on your own. You read it to me. Ready? Begin. Excellent. All right, let's go down to number 6. Oh, look, it's a swimmer. Let's color her swim cap. See that swim cap? Let's color it orange. I've seen those be orange before. Let's color the swim cap orange. Swim caps are so your hair doesn't get wet, I think. I don't know. I've never worn one. Swim. Swim has an S blend. Let's color the hair that is sticking out yellow. Let's color the hair that is sticking out yellow. Okay. And then do you like those goggles? I like those goggles. Let's use gray, and if you don't have gray, use your pencil. Color those goggles gray. Swim has an S blend. I know it starts with S. And then what's my second sound in swim? Sw-W. It's an S-W. Let's color the water blue. Swim. Swim. It's S-W. Swim. This is a picture clue, so I know that our sentence is going to be about canoeing. Bicycling? Running? Chewing gum? Okay, it's going to be about swimming. All right, let's take our blue crayon and look for the word swim in the sentence. Swim. Swim. You're looking for S and W. Do you see it? It's the last word. Color that circle blue under the word swim. And then go ahead and put down your blue crayon. I see there's a period. So it's a telling sentence. I'll tell you first. You point to the words and I'll read it and I'll tell you. And I'm not going to sound like a robot. He went for a swim. Let's do it again. You point, I'll read. He went for a swim. Nice. Now let's all do it together. Ready, begin. He went for a swim. We're just telling each other, reading it fluently. You read it to me this time. Ready? Go. Excellent. Boys and girls, we did it. We practiced reading words with S blends like snack and stem and spill. And you followed directions and you read fluently. You didn't read like a robot, which can be boring. You did it. You rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.